WGIV Pineville, Charlotte, WGCD Chester.
Good morning, and it's time again for the Dr. Leslie Show. Welcome. Welcome, angels. Welcome, visitors. Welcome, members of this global community. We are all about oneness, and this is Holistic Living, Wave of Fire. We are your bridge to wholeness. So, listeners, we have an exciting show today. I'm really going to be moving quickly now because we have so much to bring into this 1 hour. Look, hold on to your seats. Grab a pen and paper if you've got that available for you. And if you miss out on some points in today's show that you want to get back to, don't forget that you can always go back to the recorded version on the website, which is www.bridgeholistichealing.com. Bridgeholistichealing.com, and go to the radio page. You will be able to see our previous shows, and today's show will be put up within the next 3 days for those who are out of country. And again, we are global. Listeners, for those of you who are new, this is a global community. We are joined by listeners in over 65 countries and 49 states in the United States. And this is just a program that is guided by the Holy Spirit. And, you know, it unfolds, and that which we call God is actually a hand that's moving here. And sometimes we don't even know what's going to come up next on the show. We're just in the open space for spontaneously allowing for that hand to move in the moment. Now, today, listeners, we are moving further forward in our Believe It, Become It series. This is about how you can step into the driver's seat more fully in your life and design your heart-led life intentionally in every aspect of your life. So this is about no longer holding victimhood in any area. Can I tell you that I know a lot of people who are really succeeding in some areas of their life, but still holding a sense of victimhood in others? And you know what, guys? It is time for us to be able to take a look carefully at where we're still holding that and let it go, because we have access now to the power. You know, we have available to us now energies and assistance that is beyond what's ever been available to us before on planet Earth. So let's get into that driver's seat and get intentional on every aspect of life. Okay, now today we are very excited to be bringing in global facilitator and teacher Judy Satori, who is actually going to be bringing forward information and teachings from Mary Magdalene. She went to France earlier this year and went to the caves where Mary Magdalene spent a good bit of time in her life and connected in with the frequencies there, tuned in with the Holy Spirit to what current messages are meant to come through. This is a high-level spiritual message, and it really is practical as well. It has to do with love. It has to do with love. And, you know, I mean, what else is there to say? There are four aspects of love that Judy's going to be sharing with us in the interview, so hold on for that soon. For the moment, what I wanted to do is recap and remind that we are moving forward in a process of gaining expertise as the divine co-creators of our lives. This, we are made in the image of God. We are made to be creative beings. As God spoke the word and brought the earth into existence and breathed life into man himself, or however you understand that story, which is actually bringing representation to us for the beginnings of all that we know, we also are given those gifts of creation and blessed with the ability to step into that role at this point in time once we align our mind, body, and spirit to be able to do that. Now, the previous shows on the Believe It, Become It series have discussed these different aspects, and I just wanted to quickly recap. In the mind, we are to focus on the positive, redirect our thoughts, and hold a high frequency. And can I say that really this is probably our greatest challenge? in this life today, we are challenged to actually be responsible for our thoughts, to notice when we're moving from love into fear, and when we're lowering our vibration from with our thinking, okay, with our stinking thinking. And can I tell you that tuning into television and the media and the general conversation on the planet today is going to pull you right down a very low pathway that will pull you out of your highest belief and faith. And the Bible speaks at great length about the power of faith. And faith, you know, I just want to remind you that a belief is just a thought that I keep thinking. A belief is just a thought that I keep thinking. And all you have to do to reprogram your beliefs and to move into the highest level of faith, all you have to do is keep thinking new intentional thoughts. Keep on believing. Keep on programming your own mind to think the thoughts of that which you choose to have in your life. To think thoughts of love, to think thoughts of abundance, to think thoughts of well-being. And as you do that, you open up a receptive vehicle within yourself to bring in the perfect, abundant flow of that river of well-being that is there for you at all times. Now, the next thing to do is to align your body. And can I just say that when it comes to aligning mind, body, and spirit, it's really about clearing blockages. There's really nothing to be created or done specifically except to clear the blockages to the gifts that are already there for us to come through. And we'll be detailing that further next week when we actually unveil and launch for the first time Eve Consciousness. Hold on for that one. But first, we really need to get deeper into what Mary Magdalene has to bring forward for us. With the body, it's about clearing as well, okay? So clearing with your diet. We discussed last week with our guest Holly about this amazing diet in the moment called The Plan. And this diet actually helps you find what foods are working for you right now in the moment, in the energies that are current today, and to weed out those that are causing blockage within you. And meditation is another way for clearing, meditative prayer, okay? Energy healing to clear our vessel. There are many healing modalities that you can access that will help speed the process of opening up your own energetic pathways within the body. And then, of course, physical exercise. Can I just say there's a lot of folks that are really focused on their spiritual path that are neglecting to be fully in their bodies and exercise. You know, there's so much energetic clearing that can happen with intense exercise or even moderate. Get out in nature and have a good walk. But working on consciously what you're putting in your mouth, what you're eating, and what you're doing with your body is going to really, really leverage you to your greatest power in the gifts of being the co-creator with the divine hand in your life. And spiritually, you know what? That's what we're here to talk about right now. When you align your mind and body and you open up your heart to standing in the question of divine, speak to me, speak through me, let me be the pencil that is held by the hand of that which we call God. Allow me to be the vessel of the infinite essence of all that is. That's alignment. That is alignment. And when we do that, miracles happen. And you know what? Eventually, that which we call miracles become normal, and we realize there's nothing surprising or special about it. It's just a part of what's natural, and we're attracting amazing gifts all the time. So listeners, we're going to take just a moment's break to have a word about our sponsorship. So tune in one moment. Yeah. This is Dr. Leslie speaking to you about our sponsorship. And yes, listeners, because we are working this show by divine guidance in the new energies, there's nothing old about it. Our sponsorship comes from within this community itself. This is all about oneness. and all about support coming from the many who are a part of this community. So if you feel prompted within your spirit at any time during the show or in your life in general, just pull yourself into the website, Bridge Holistic Healing, and there's a donation page. This is actually, this show is the evidence of the new oneness that's happening on the planet. That we are actually joining hands together and opening up to divine manifestation as we join hands together and allowing for those aspects of material needs to be met through this community in whatever ways they show up, by the ideas and inspiration and support that comes from within this community, this show exists. Thank you for your support. And later in the show today, we will be honoring our angels and having one contributor to share of her own story with the show from France. Thank you for supporting, and thank you for being tuned into your own heart if there is a rightness for you to give. And that's the only time that we would ask. Follow your own rightness and follow divine guidance in every way in your life. Blessings. That's right. What's love got to do with it? That's what we're coming up to right now, and we're going to learn from Mary Magdalene through global spiritual teacher and facilitator Judy Satori. Judy's the pencil. God is the writer. And today the message is her teachings that she has accessed that are coming from the Mary Magdalene energies. Join us now. And welcome back. It's the Dr. Leslie Show, and we are in the Wave of Fire segment. I'm happy to present Judy Satori, who's joining us today to discuss the love teachings of Mary Magdalene. Judy, welcome. We're happy to have you. And listeners, just so you know, we are discussing this topic on Skype. So if it goes in and out a little bit, please understand we'll catch you up on what you miss. Okay. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Leslie. It's lovely to talk to you and to be talking to all your listeners again today. And I'm in New Zealand, that's why it might be going in and out at times with the sound, but we'll do our best.
That's right. And we'll trust that Spirit will guide and open things up as they are meant to be. Now, Judy, we've been discussing, really, we've been going through the Believe It, Become It series, and of course working with your energy activations, the activations that you have brought through from the Elohim, and also some coding last week, some from the full moon transmissions and some from the free activations on your website. Listeners, if you want to go to that site, again, directly, it is www.thesoundoflight.com, thesoundoflight.com, to access that whole library of amazing energy activations and transmissions through Judy. Judy, we are moving to really out of the foundations of laying the foundations that need to be built first to become the divine manifestor, stepping into our role as soul in manifesting our lives. And we're moving into understanding the skills themselves that will lead us into creating our new life on a new earth. And we understand that the middle step of that is very, very contingent on love. And what Mary Magdalene has brought through you to the world now, I feel, is critical to what we are up to do right now as soul family on the planet. So if you would, just share with us the essence of what you've been getting from the Mary Magdalene teachings about love.
Honestly, what really had come through from Mary and what I've been teaching, or she's been teaching through me, at the two retreats that I've already done at Nana Retreat Center in New Zealand, is to do with four fundamental aspects of love. Just like we have four chambers in the heart, or four rooms within the heart, this is like four aspects of love that need to be brought into harmony and balance and integrated together, so that from the springboard of integration, comes joy and pure soul beingness. So it's very much about integrating and balancing the four aspects so that we might really come into our soul's truth and be the gods and goddesses that we are. And the four aspects that Mary taught to me in La Saint-Brahme in France is to do with loving wisdom, which is accessing the soul's loving wisdom or the soul's guidance, loving compassion, which is to do with loving oneself first, and then allowing that loving compassion, that loving kindness to self, to flow out to others. Then loving strength, and loving strength is actually being able to take the essence of our soul's truth and bring it into grounded manifestation in the world, like live our truth. Do make the changes that are required for us to live our truth. That's also part of it. Certainly seeing that in my life. And then the fourth aspect is to do with the air aspect, which is everything taking flight. And this is to do with loving beings. So from the integration of these four aspects, we become the essence of love. And the love becomes us. We are the love becomes us, and that love that we are flows out from us with joy and ease and grace. So this is the teaching.
This is so powerful, Judy. Can I just ask you, can we just kind of go through those four aspects of love one more time? How amazing the analogy that was revealed to you is the four chambers of the heart. You know, that this love is about the awakening of the heart of who we are. This is so beautiful. But yeah, go ahead.
Chambre, les chambres. You know, the French word for rooms is les chambres, or the chambers, the rooms. So it's like the rooms of the heart. And the full moon transmission, Leslie, that I'm going to have go out to everybody on Saturday, the 25th of the full moon of May. This is actually from a recording that I made at the Man Retreat when Mary Magdalene was discussing these four fundamental aspects of love. So this will build on what we're talking about today for listeners, and they can also listen to a heart-opening activation that Mary brought through as part of that work.
Okay, wonderful. So they'll be able to access even more on this through the full moon activation, which is on your website if they're not already on the mailing list. Listeners, you can go to thesoundoflight.com to access that full moon activation this weekend.
That's right. It will be up from Saturday.
Okay.
After the full moon. But to answer your question, Leslie, which was to do with this teaching, I found it quite incredible, actually, to see how what I've been taught has been mirrored in my own life and what I've also had to learn, because, you know, the old saying, you teach best what you most need to learn.
Of course.
I've also had to go through my own grounded training in really tuning into what my soul, my essence of self, is really telling me. Apply loving kindness and compassion to myself first, because I'm pretty good at, I think, doing it for others, but I'm not so good always at doing it for myself.
As for most of us too, that's true.
Particularly those of us who are healers, and, you know, we're in a helping profession working with people. So I've had to go through some learnings around that, particularly with my tendency to overdo and try to fit too much into my schedule. That's my big thing. So I'm learning around that. And then, you see, what also comes from really being able to tune in on a daily basis to our soul's truth, our soul's loving guidance, is that we actually are required then to walk the talk and actually put into practice new disciplines and new regimes in our own life so that our lives become aligned with that truth and that soul's direction that we're really tuning into. And this is, I think, the challenge for many of us, me included, is that we want to live our lives in a certain way, but it often requires change. It requires us doing things differently. You know the saying, same old, same old. If you do the same old things, you get the same old results. Well, what we're being asked to do now is change the way we do the same old things so we get different results, align with what's going to make us happy, because soul, being aligned with the soul's truth, is very much about what is making you happy, what is going to give you joy. Because life, you know, what spirits say to me most is that life should be about happiness. Life should be about joy. And if you are not happy, then there's something wrong.
Judy, I've heard it taught from a number of places that being at the top of that emotional scale within ourselves, holding that frequency of love and joy, is where we actually draw into our lives every good thing that we imagine and that we would love to have happening in our lives. That is where we become the co-creators of our own destiny. Do you agree with that? And what have you noticed about that, if you have?
I totally agree with that, because what spirit, both these retreats that I've just taught have been really, really reinforcing and insisting, is that every day we practice creating these vibrations of within our own body, of tuning in, feeling, sitting in meditation and feeling into the soul's loving wisdom. And then feeling into the soul's loving kindness and sending that vibration of loving kindness, which is actually created in the mind, created within our feeling body.
Okay, let me interrupt you there for a second again. Judy, the loving wisdom, did you say that's tuning into your soul's own guidance, like getting clear direction?
Yes, and a lot of people will say, well, I don't know how to do that. So let's do a little exercise and show you.
Oh, wonderful.
So it's easy. All you do is, you don't have to put your hand anywhere, but I usually put my hand just crossed over my heart chakra.
Okay, so hands crossed right over the middle of the chest, over the heart chakra.
And I'm just almost treating my soul self, or my higher soul self, as a separate person, as if I was just talking to you, Leslie. So I just say, what you can do to start with is just say, with the power of God that I am, I ask to connect to my soul's wisdom.
With the power of God that I am, I ask to connect to my soul's wisdom.
Just feel into that soul's wisdom. You'll feel a certain vibration or a certain frequency in your body, which may feel lighter to you than your normal day-to-day frequency. It's almost like a calm, overriding frequency. Do you feel that?
Yes. Yes, I do. It's very peaceful.
And then you can ask questions of that being or that entity, which is really part of you, but it's like a vibrational aspect that is part of you, but has a higher perspective for your life than your personality self might do. So you just can ask a question. You just say, soul wisdom, what do you need, or how can you best express through this physical vessel today that is me? How can you best express loving wisdom through this physical vessel that is me?
So, soul, how can you best be expressed through this physical vessel, which is me, today?
You can make up your own words, but that's the gist of it. You don't have to say those words. Say to your soul, okay, soul, separate, but expanded energy, entity, part of you, how can you best express your love and wisdom through me? So if I ask a question today, soul, how can you best express your loving wisdom through me? And what's the answer I'm getting? Take time for yourself, that's what I'm getting. Mm-hmm. Often get.
And what I'm getting, and you know, Judy, what resonates with me, because this is my pathway to that which we call God, has been through Jesus Christ. And I'm kind of asking Jesus, or, you know, Holy Spirit, or Christed aspect of me, what is needed to best express this higher me today? And what I'm getting is to remind yourself moment to moment to think thoughts in love, right? You know, because I'm noticing how easy it is for my mind to get irritable and kind of resist what there is around me, where really all it takes is just me noticing that and making that tiny shift into a different perspective. And that's what I was getting, was just shift the perspective moment to moment.
So what your soul is really saying is be loving and express that love.
Yes, yes.
And what you're recognizing on a personality level is that, hey, you need to catch those thoughts in the moment and change them around. Mm-hmm. Isn't that true?
Yes, absolutely.
You're getting that, you see. So this is when you do that, and when you catch the thoughts in the moment and you change them around, This is actually demonstrating another of the four aspects, the aspect of loving strength.
Oh, that was that the third one?
That's the third one.
Loving strength.
The loving strength comes from knowing the soul's wisdom and accessing the soul's wisdom and applying it in our lives.
Okay, so that's the application. That's us being in action to it, would you say?
And so another thing that comes in there is loving kindness. And remember, it starts with loving kindness to self. Because a part of that is you saying to yourself, okay, I don't always necessarily get it right, but I often do. And if I have a grumpy thought, well, I'll change it in the moment, like I'm not perfect. And that's loving kindness. So we need to demonstrate loving kindness to ourselves, because what can go wrong is that if we have an off day and everything comes up against us, because we're human, we live in a world, we will have challenges. No matter how evolved we are spiritually, there is always stuff that comes at us that we have to deal with. And what Mary actually said right early on to me was, basically, if you have a challenging day, do not put yourself down and berate yourself for it, because you are only human. And this is a human experience that we're having here on Earth. And there are many energies coming at us from many different places. And sometimes it feels like we're going down a slippery slope. So the most important thing is also to tie in the loving kindness. Because if we don't show ourselves loving kindness, how can we possibly show it to anybody else? We get irritable and grumpy with the people around us when we're not showing it to ourselves.
So when Jesus said, you know, love your neighbor as yourself, or do unto others as you would have done unto you, then the prerequisite there is you got to love yourself first, or how are you going to love your neighbor if you're supposed to love them the way you love yourself? So I guess, you know, it's set on a foundation of we love and appreciate ourselves as the divine creative beings that we have been made to be. Listeners, we're just taking a brief break from the interview. We'll be coming back to this pre-recorded interview with Judy Satori in one moment. This was recorded yesterday. We're honoring Judy's sleep time right now. It's about 4 a.m. for her in New Zealand, and we are airing from the United States. I want to thank those of you who are calling in, who are interested in asking questions. What I want to do is invite you to bring through your calls next week. We will open the show next week for your calls, especially during the first half hour. Okay, the first half hour of the show for those of you who are listening live. Now, I quickly just want to say before we move into the next piece of the interview, there's some words that we'll be using here that some people don't hear very frequently. I just wanted to define for you the word entrain. Okay, entrainment. If you hold a pendulum swinging close to another one, they will entrain to one another, and in time they will swing in exact sequence. So they will be in exact harmonization and swinging at the same time. Women who are living or working near each other will entrain to each other's fields, and their monthly menstrual cycle will end up aligning at the same time. Okay, so it's as if we liken ourselves to that which we are around. And when Judy and I speak shortly about entrainment, that is what we're talking about. Your own energy entrains to that which it is around. Particularly, I'll just say the highest frequency winds. And there are some healing methods in fact, the work that I do, our own sessions are called entrainments. It's helping your field to entrain to a higher level. So you'll know what that word is coming up. So stay tuned, and we'll return back to the interview about Mary Magdalene's teachings on love with Judy Satori.
It consistently go wrong or upset us in our lives. You know, my consistent theme is having too much to do, okay? So when I get too much to do, I also get a lot of very intense energy downloads. And when I have intense energy downloads, as I've spoken to you about many times, Leslie, I can't do the things that I need to be doing because I feel totally dizzy and disoriented. And that has always been something that I've tended to beat myself up around. I can't do what I want to do, you see.
So it sounds like a vicious circle They're like a cycle where you feel overloaded by how much you need to do, and then you get all this energy download that stops you from doing anything.
And it's like conflict. And boy, we all know that conflict causes what? Depression. So if you get in too much conflict, then you're going to have this beating up feeling of self happen.
Okay, this is an inner battle within yourself, right? That's just a downward spiral.
And you might have also had people in your life, probably other lives as well, invalidate you maybe when you haven't got it right. So that adds fuel to the fire. But the most important thing is to literally practice feeling and creating the feelings of loving kindness to self when we get in that state. Because when we get in that state, if we just sat in meditation and sent loving kindness, compassionate energy throughout our whole body, that would turn this around. Instead of going down the slippery slope of more and more stress created in our body and in our mind, that would turn it around. When we get the realization that, okay, we're just having a temporary glitch and a bit of an off day, so what? And really pile on the extra love for ourselves, energy that will stop the slippery slope in its tracks.
That's amazing, Judy. And do you feel that when we're able to hold that loving vibration for ourselves, we're able to also love what is in our life and world easier?
Yes, because, you see, we need to practice, and this is something which is very important, we need to practice sitting in meditation every day, or even several times a day, just for 2 or 3 minutes, and deliberately creating these four feelings of loving wisdom, tuning into the soul's loving wisdom, creating a feeling in the body of loving kindness, and sending that loving kindness and compassionate feeling to every cell of our body. And then creating a feeling in our body of loving strength, as if you were standing tall on the top of a mountaintop and everything was amazing in your life. That sort of feeling, that I can do anything, that feeling. And then the joy of the loving beingness, just allowing yourself to melt into that loving beingness of surrender and just knowing that everything is okay. But you see, when we create these feelings, these are not just playing at it. What they're doing is that they are profoundly changing our energy fields. And when we change our energy field, we vibrate with a different frequency. And when we vibrate with that different, more empowered, more loving, higher vibrational frequency, everything about our life changes because we attract back to us that which we are. The good vibrations, the abundance, the love, the joy, it all comes flowing back to us, but we have to be careful to hold as much as possible the high loving frequencies in our own body and in our own mind and in our own emotions.
Thank you for raising that, Judy, because as we're exploring the Believe It, Become It series about manifesting our intentional life, you know, we see that the first step is to get clarity on what we choose, what we want, what we desire to manifest in our life. But the second step is this receptivity, is being able to allow it to become materialized in our world. And the understanding is that if we are not holding this frequency that you've just described, that the vibration that we bring ourselves into being, then we actually shut the door for those intentions to show up. It's there, but it's not coming into this world. So would you say that as we raise our frequency and go through these steps that change our field, we're actually opening some sort of a vortex of a sort?
You're not really opening a vortex. It's more like we are... You know, what is vibrating in our energy field and how our chakras are functioning is critical to what is happening in our world out there, both within our own being and out there in our world at large, our life.
Okay, so what you're saying then is kind of as within, then so without?
Well, yes, because what is vibrating in our energy field, which is totally reliant on what is vibrating within our mind, with our thoughts and our feelings, will be directly reflected in our life and in our health and in our everything about our reality. So the more we can get our energy higher and more loving, with joy, with bliss, those higher emotional states, and practice doing that, the more we will entrain to these high vibrational states. And the more we entrain to the high vibrational states, the more everything out there in our reality will change, because we will pull to us that which we are as we are reflecting out that vibration. You know, it's like the law of attraction. It's also to do with what you sow, so you reap. But that's just the law of attraction.
Yes. Isn't that beautiful? And Judy, what came to my mind when you were saying that, you know, this is my chiropractic mind thinking now, is the neural pathways. When a neuron traverses a particular pathway, once it's done it once, it's easier for it to do it a second time. And once it's done it 100 times, it's so much easier. It's like the practice makes perfect. It gets easier and easier. And when you were talking about entraining to this level of a frequency, it seems like as we continue to have a conscious practice, as you've described, it will get to where it's more and more natural to stay in that state. Is that what you're experiencing?
And you see, we're always going to be challenged. We're human. We're always going to have off days. But what we most need to learn is that these situations and these challenges are not us. And if you practice doing this often, once a day, twice a day, even several times a day for 2 or 3 minutes, you will, your field, your energy field will totally become entrained to this. And when you are out of phase with this energy, like when something really stressful happens maybe, it will be so much easier to pull yourself back because you'll recognize it immediately. Mm-hmm. Some people go around feeling in low vibrational states their whole life and they don't even know that they are. So if you have no experience of feeling high and loving and happy and joyful, then how do you know how do you know when you're not like that, and how do you know how to get there? So it's a definite practice that we have to do as human beings to really begin to entrain. A bit like you just said with the neurons, also like the 100 monkey principle, once you do it and repetitively repeat, 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 that's why, particularly in the past, I've asked people to repeat, listen to the energy activations 3 times or 9 times or 21 times, because they're all very significant harmonic completion, balance, and numbers. And when you listen repetitively that number of times, it entrains the body and the emotions to these new, more upgraded, more enhanced frequencies. You see, that's the whole reason for the repetition. Because the entrainment for most of us, because we've lived all these lifetimes with challenging things happening, we have to entrain ourselves to a different way, a new way. And this, really, it's about the new way. This is the new teaching that's coming through now from Spirit. It's about helping us live a new way on our new earth, not the old way.
And listeners, just taking another moment just to comment in. We'll be back to the interview with Judy Satori in just a moment. Again, this is a recorded interview from yesterday, very fresh new information. But just to recap for those of you who are taking notes, that the 4 aspects of love that Judy was saying are like the 4 chambers of the heart, the rooms of the heart. Start with loving wisdom, which is really like our own divine guidance or the higher mind stepping into the wisdom of life. And the second is loving compassion, where she said, or also kindness, which is love yourself first, and then from that place we can bring compassion, kindness, and love to others. Loving strength, which is the strength to live your truth, grounded manifestation of your truth in the world. And then loving beingness, which is where we take flight and love becomes us. I believe that loving beingness is really where we are being lifted to now, with like the wings of a dove being lifted by the air of the Holy Spirit. We're being brought into loving beingness to take flight while we're on this planet having heaven on earth. Now let's get back to that conversation about what's love got to do with it all. Judy, with the new energies that are here now on the new earth, do these energies make it any easier for us to get to this level of frequency, or is there so much turbulence that it's not any easier?
they actually do make it easier for us if we put our mind in the right place. They also make it a lot harder for us if we don't put our mind in the right place.
Okay, so is this like an intensifier? Is that what's going on with these new energies?
Intensifies emotions. It polarizes emotions so much more than maybe it did in the past. So this is why some people might seem to be having a really easy time with it, and other people are not. And this is the important thing. This is the teaching and the learning of practice makes perfect. Because we have to now take responsibility for the thoughts and the thoughts that we're creating. Because they're going to directly affect our life if we don't start to monitor them. I just want to say that last year, in 2012, Spirit asked me to create a series of teachings based on mastery of mind. And this is a product on my website, on online shopping, which people can download and use. And it will change your mind. It's powerful alchemy to help change the mind, the consciousness, upgrade the consciousness. I brought it through last year because it is so important now to upgrade our consciousness and to think in more empowered ways because of this polarity that we just talked about.
That's amazing. So Mastery of Mind is the name of that series?
Yes.
Okay.
It's easy to find. You just click on a tab that says online shopping. And you can read, or people can read all about it then.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Judy, you know, when you said something about the 100th monkey syndrome, it brought to my mind the power of numbers, that there are more and more of us growing together in this awakening global community who are becoming aware and conscious and diligent with our spiritual practice. Do you feel that as we all are working on our individual fields, there's a greater field that's being born that will assist with the rest of the planet to shift and train into these same frequencies? Is it going to get easier for the whole world eventually?
Yes. All of us, and probably everybody listening to the show today, we're all pioneers. We're all pioneers helping to create a new world, a new reality on this earth. And we probably put our hand up for this, and we decided to come here, I'd say very much for this reason, so that we could bring our being, our energy to this task. And I do believe it will become easier. Spirit tell me that it's a 21-year process of change that began last year in 2012. And that it's a bit like a baby growing to adulthood, the same sort of time period. So we're all like little children growing to become the adults, or the maturity, having the maturity to live in this new world that we are creating. So many things are changing, and that can feel very turbulent and very stressful for many people, all of us really. But what we need to realize is why things are changing. It's not all going down the googler. It's actually possibly a challenging time, but also a very uplifting and powerful time, a time when we can participate in incredible consciousness, spiritual, and earth changes in a way that people on earth have never been able to do before. And the gifts and the blessings that are going to come to us from our evolvement and our own discipline, practice, and walking our own soul's path of ascension, which starts with being true to ourselves, by the way, true to our soul, the benefits and the rewards and the blessings that are going to come are going to be immense. I mean, I already work with activating soul wisdom, working with the DNA, activating dormant aspects of the DNA, working to activate people's past life soul wisdom and their wisdom from the monad, which is the soul group. So that we are really becoming new beings, newly empowered beings, even in the same body, but newly empowered. It's an incredible process, and it's only beginning, truly, really only beginning.
This is amazing, Judy, and so encouraging. Your words of us being the pioneers also feel quite validating for the challenges and the blessings that we've, you know, feel that we're getting going through, carving through this new path on the planet. I really feel to ask now, and I know this just happens spontaneously. It's not something that you can just bring through, but I just feel to ask, are there any words of light from the Magdalene energies that can help instill in us, the pioneers, a readiness to move further into these aspects of love?
Yes, I'm just getting some energy coming through now, and this is actually from the Elohim, really. But remember, the Elohim are the creator aspect of God, and God is, has both aspects, the masculine and the feminine. And it's the feminine through Mary Magdalene. She was she personified this in her physical life on Earth. The energy is not Mary Magdalene, but the energy is from the soul group of Mary Magdalene, because she heralds virtually the entirety of the soul group, particularly in the latter years of her life. And she was very much bringing through the feminine aspect of God, the feminine aspect of the Holy Spirit. So this energy is really to do with the feminine aspect of the Holy Spirit, the creation, the new creation. And this new creation is to do with standing firm, being strong, having the strength, being like the oak tree, putting down strong roots and growing tall. This is about this for us now. Nikiko ushila kifito kushti yasna. Toko na kuta da kushta se kada bukuta da kushina fami, toko sa da kiyo. Neshidiya. Neshidiya. So kona kada bukuta da kushta na kada bukuta da kuta da kushtina maria. Na toko diya. A medical diya. So kona kada kushta da kada bukuta da kada kushtina maria. A kuta diya. Ma toko da kushti da kada bukuta da kushtina maria. Ma toko diya. Ma kona kada bukuta da kushtina maria. Ma toko diya. 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 Non quella che dia, non quella che dia, se 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 quella
che dia, se quella che dia, se quella che dia, se quella che dia, se quella che dia, se quella che dia. And thank you for helping us access with this divine feminine energy. I just feel it through my whole body right now, actually.
Thank you. And when people listen to this two or three times, it actually entrains, it makes it stronger. You see, if, for instance, we had an off day and we felt really fragile, if you listen to this energy track, it would make you strong again. So you won't go down as low, you see? And this is what all the energy work on our website is designed to do, to keep us strong. That's why I've done it. I'm increasingly making it into a much better life, actually. That's what my mission is over the next few months. So that it's easy for people to use and access and work with. But I just want to say, Leslie, because I know you probably have to go, about mastery of mind. It comes in 3 days, day one, day two, and day three. And people should start with day one, and then move to day two, and then move to day three, because it's an alchemy sequence. I just want that to be clear.
Thank you for clarifying that. So mastery of mind with the 3 days that are in a specific order, each one building on the last in an alchemic way. Is that right?
Yes. You see, there's quite a lot of information as well as energy work, but the information is coded. The information, just listening to the words that come through, will make changes in the energy field and in the mind. So you don't need to take notes or anything. You just listen, and the energy of the words will do the work.
Amazing. Judy, thank you so much for all the work and time that you've put through in the past 20 years, really, bringing God's work to the world in the way that you have, the very unique path that you've been called to walk, and bringing through these tools that are helping us so tremendously. I can't thank you enough.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Leslie. And I wish you and all the people listening today a very beautiful and very blessed time. Go well.
Blessings. So there we have it, listeners. What's love got to do with it? Well, pretty much everything, doesn't it? So again, if you would like to hear the recording of this interview with Judy Satori about the Mary Magdalene teachings on love, just access the website, www.bridgeholistichealing.com. The recording of today's show will be posted within the next 3 days. So by the end of the weekend, you'll be able to get that, okay? And again, bridgeholistichealing.com is where you will learn more about the intention of this radio show. And I just would like to state at this point, at this time of community and unity consciousness, this show has been called to demonstrate and be a pioneer of a new way of doing business. We're not involving old energies in any way here. And now the support of the show and what brings life into its vessels and allows us to continue on will only be, if it's meant to be, through our listenership, through your ideas and inspiration. And again, if you have ideas for support of the show, you can write to us on bridgeholistichealing.com and let us know. And there's a couple ideas that have happened already. Someone suggested an online shop, which is now under construction. So hold on. Within the next 10 days, we will be having online shopping with products that are in keeping with what we're talking about on the show. And if you have other ideas, let us know. If you feel called within your heart to contribute to help us stay on the air, please go. Even $5 can make a big difference. And now we're being visited by one of our listeners, one of our angels, and the angels are what we call our listeners who are actually helping to contribute and keep the show on the air. Welcome. As joining us now is Charlotte from Paris, France. Hi, Charlotte. This is Dr. Leslie. Thank you for visiting with us today.
Hello, Dr. Leslie. I'm very, very happy to talk to you today.
Charlotte, I just want to thank you as one of the blessed listeners who's actually felt within your heart to help keep the show on the air by being one of our angel contributors. And what I wanted to ask you, Charlotte, is what called you to contribute in these times? There's lots of places you could put your money. And what had you put it here?
Well, it was like a feeling that came directly from my heart. I didn't even think about it, and I knew it was something that I had to do. It felt like a sort of intuition or knowingness to give you that support. Because the show gives me so much pleasure, and I've learned a lot from it, from listening.
That's wonderful. How long have you been listening to the show, Charlotte? How did you find out about it?
It was through Judy Satori. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to a lot of her works, and I've done a lot of her programs. And when I saw the announce for the show, I started listening to the show. So I've listened to about five altogether. Mm-hmm. And I think the shows, they come just from your heart. There's so much love and so much care that you give to people. And I thought, well, I think the whole world should know about it.
Thank you so much, Charlotte. And can I just tell you that even as you speak, and I know the listeners will hear this too, through your voice is an amazing frequency of love. You have a very, very open heart. And, you know, I can only believe that the Holy Spirit is bringing forward an awakening now and a gathering together of the hearts of mankind, bringing those of us whose hearts are awakening, and which is really all of us, but there's I'm sure a particular frequency of heart awakening that's being drawn in to this show in this particular community. And I thank you for being a part of that. Is there anything that comes to your mind that has opened up for you from the shows? I know I didn't tell you I was going to ask you this, but, you know, is there anything, you know, have you noticed anything? Is there anything particular that stands out that you've learned new and different or that's helped you in any way?
I think it's because it's very varied. You're talking to the body, mind, and soul, so you can see it on very many different levels, and the way that you explain things is very simple. So maybe for people who are just beginning to in this development, they can understand things very quickly, which will put them onto their path in their life. big sort of ease.
Oh, what a beautiful sharing, Charlotte. Thank you. And, you know, can I just share, as you've spoken to that, and have chills as I'm thinking the thought right now and from your speaking, Charlotte, that I really have had the quickening in my own heart that my path is truly to be the bridge, to be the bridge and help bridge this conscious awakening to all aspects of life and bridge those from country to country. I really believe that the hand of that which we call God is now melting down the walls that have separated us from one another, even our different levels of understanding, that we can all join hands and start stepping forward as one in a new way. And thank you so much, Charlotte, for your contribution and your sharing about your experience of the show. Thank you.
I thank you.
Okay. Blessings, dear. And we look to visit
thank
with you,
you
again.
Blessings to you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Listeners, there you have it. And I just want to say again, thank you and blessings to all you who are helping to contribute. We're almost halfway there of the expenses that are needed for this month. And we've got another week. That's this show and next week. And you know what? I just stand in complete faith and trust. Just complete faith and trust. If this show is meant to carry on in this way, Spirit will bring it through in one way or another. And if you're prompted, then again, or if you want to listen to some of the past shows, you can visit the website, bridgeholistichealing.com. And as Charlotte spoke about people who are new to this type of conversation, being able to access this information here, you might know someone who hasn't really heard about the topics we're speaking on here before, that may feel comfortable to be invited to listen to this show as well. If someone comes to your mind now, be willing to share, because you know what? That's what it's all about. And as Judy said today, we are the pioneers. We are the pioneers moving forward with something that's never happened before ever. Opening our hearts to love, being a bridge between heaven and earth, and between separation to oneness. I send you blessings and love from the bottom of my heart and look forward to joining with you again next week. Blessings and walk sacred.
Used to sound like this? Well, now it does. Get online and log on to WGIVCharlotte.com. Stay in the know. Listen live. Check out the latest news, music videos, and what's going on in your community. The station that keeps you informed.
I love this station.
WGIV 103.3 FM. The soul of Charlotte.
I'm afraid I don't know how. Cause there's a possibility that you look at me differently, love. Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, from then on I knew that by you being in my life, things were destined to change. Cause love, many people use your name in vain. Love, those who have faith in you sometimes go astray. Love, through all the ups and downs, the joys and hurts. Love, for better. To get to know you, longing for your kiss, for your kiss, touch, for your feel, for your presence. Many nights I've cried from the things you do. Felt like I could die from the thought of losing you. I know that you're real, with no doubts and no fears and no questions. Oh yeah, yeah.
So many people,
so many people.
Love, no. Those who have faith in you sometimes go astray.
Oh, love,
for better or worse.